presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 5th of July. The UK Department for Transport updated its guidance on domestic cruises during the coronavirus outbreak. Seaborne holiday trips may operate beyond UK waters, but are restricted to English, Welsh and Northern Ireland port calls and carrying residents from the UK and the common travel area of Jersey, Guernsey, Isle of Man and Ireland only. The roadmap stays in place until at least the 19th of July. Until at least that point of time, cruises can operate with up to 1,000 people or 50% capacity, whichever is lower. The capacity limit applies to passengers only. This is particularly infuriating for cruise operators who are planning on a lifting of restrictions from the 28th of June and affects Cunard, Celebrity, Disney, Fred Olsen, Marella, P&O, Royal Caribbean, Saga and Viking. Each cruise company sets its own COVID-19 rules, with most not allowing boarding for unvaccinated passengers, meaning that kids, for the most part, cannot travel and would also count for numbers at reduced revenue. Scotland is still banning cruise ships from visiting its ports. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office filed tax fraud-related charges that were made public on Thursday afternoon against the Trump Organization and Alan Weiselberg, the company's chief financial officer. The company was charged with a 15-year scheme enabling executives to avoid taxes by paying them off the books. Weiselberg was indicted on conspiracy, grand larceny and fraud charges related to allegations of not paying taxes for years on various perks and benefits. 15 charges in total were filed between the company and its CFO. The indictment against the company is a fresh blow to a hospitality brand with 10 hotels and resorts across the US and Scotland, struggling after decimated demand from the pandemic and a tanked reputation following the January 6th storming of the US Capitol by Trump supporters. Indonesia is currently facing one of Asia's worst coronavirus outbreaks, tallying more than 20,000 cases each day in recent weeks. The move comes soon after President Joko Widodo declared a new lockdown which is set to last into late July, though it could be extended. The order requires all non-essential businesses to shut their doors, particularly in Java and Bali, where parks, malls, indoor restaurants and places of worship, among other public places, have also been closed. Given Bali's popularity with tourists and its status as an economic hub, the immunisation efforts have focused heavily on the island, where around 71% of residents have been vaccinated so far. Amid a recent spike in cases, seen about 200 per day, the island remains closed to international tourism, including for vaccinated sightseers, allowing only Indonesian nationals and those with special permits to travel there. A senior official with the US Department of Transportation said that the agency will issue a proposal in the next few days that would require the airlines to refund fees on checked baggage if the bags aren't delivered to passengers within a reasonable time. The proposal, if made final after a lengthy regulation writing process, would also require prompt refunds for fees on extras such as internet access if the airline fails to provide the service during the flight. The proposal will require refunds if airlines fail to deliver a bag within 12 hours of the passenger's US flight touching down or within 25 hours of an international flight. Current regulations require refunds only if bags are lost, although airlines must compensate passengers for reasonable incidental expenses incurred while their bags are delayed. Last year, more than 100,000 consumers complained to the government about airline service. Refunds were the biggest gripe. In 2019, The last full year before the pandemic, passengers paid US airlines $5.76 billion in fees on checked bags. You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.